Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 6 p.m. So we promised that every day at 6 o'clock we'd bring you one of our fellow broadcasters from within the building. And it's been, what, 3 days? We haven't missed a day yet.
We've had three in a row. Yeah. We've had three good ones.
Yeah, we're going to dick it up soon. Trish Gazelle is here from 102.5. Hello.
Hello. Who was before me? Just out of curiosity.
Convy and Amy Mark scores.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
She's smart, isn't she?
I was going to say, really I doubt you know as much about Israel as she does.
No.
She just went off.
And she's really down to earth and cool, too, like at the same time.
She is.
But crazy smart.
I'll tell you this, though. Convy doesn't know dick about Israel, no. So you could leave him in the dust.
He's kind of the opposite of Amy Mark's.
He is, yeah.
In every way.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's all looks, no substance.
Totally.
So we opened up with Eruption from Van Halen there. That is my music. That was right in my wheelhouse. What is yours? Because I know you've been on lots of music stations, but what, when you think of... What is your music? What do you think of?
Like, probably when I was growing up or high school, like U2, Joshua Tree. Because I just vividly remember, I mean, it was this party and the Joshua Tree had just come out. And remember Michelob Dry? Yes, we had.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I hadn't thought of that in years.
So it was like that same era. And yes, we had beer in high school. But it was just, we played that over and over and over again. So kind of that era, if I'm thinking about when I grow up. But... You know, my parents listened to, they were before the Beatles and all of that. So they listened to Sinatra and Tony Bennett. So I would listen to that a lot. And then my sisters were like Rush and Foreigner and Rolling Stones.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I kind of got a mix.
What do you feel like? I now like Pink Floyd because of El Monstero. Like I went to my first El Monstero when, like, the first couple of years, not liking Pink Floyd, and they turned me around on it. Who do you not like? That you're like, I don't get why everyone's so into this.
Well, it's not that I don't like them, but I'm not the biggest Beatles fan.
Whoa.
I like their songs and they're fine. However, by the same token, one of my best concerts ever was Paul McCartney at Busch Stadium about 3 years ago, I think. One of my favorite concerts.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Cool. It's kind of, I mean, I get why people like them. I just didn't grow up around it a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge Elvis fan either. So I don't, you know, I get it. I like him, but not love him. All his albums.
I feel about Elvis the way you feel about the Beatles. Like, if an Elvis song comes on, here's, well, I'll piss a lot of people off with this. Every Elvis song I hear, which isn't very often, I like it, but I wouldn't finish it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't listen to Hound Dog all the way through.
How is this going to conclude?
Yeah. Where are you going to take me, Elvis?
I love that.
Yeah. It's like, oh, cool.
Good way to put it.
It's Jailhouse Rock, but I wouldn't stay till the end.
Yeah.
Don't love the music. Love the movies. Is that what you're saying?
I did love the movies.
Oh, really? I was kidding.
No, they were on a lot.
They were. And I'm kind of, I'm a little bit younger than you, but when we only had 2, 4, 5, 11,
and 30.
I mean, that's all the movies they played during the day was Gone with the Wind. You saw that a million times. And then all old Elvis movies. So you're almost forced to watch them.
It makes it sound a million years old, but it was so much simpler. It's hard to say that it was better because you had so little choice, but there's something good about having limited choice. Like you could wrap your mind around 2, 4, 5, 9, 11, and 30.
Yeah.
You knew where to go for what you wanted. And it
was an event when you were a kid and you had to wait till Frosty came on or Rudolph, you know, you couldn't go buy the DVD.
Nope.
It was like you had to sit down with your family and watch it.
You know, there's a technical term for what you're talking about. It's the reason that local radio is still doing as well as it is.
What's that?
It's called shared experience. That's why people tune in to the radio instead of Sirius XM and stuff. That's why they don't listen to podcasts. They want to share whatever song is being played on KZK or whatever we're talking about they know other people are listening to.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like when Y98 did the Gloria thing, I just kept tuning in because I knew other people would be.
Yeah.
I obviously already knew the song, but it was fun. It was fun as a city to all do that together.
And I get it, like what Trish was saying about every year it was such a big deal when the Peanuts like Christmas thing came on. But now, knowing I could go watch it anytime I want,
yeah.
I don't. But if it's when it is on television, like if it's on, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, turn it on, it's on.
I have this kind of on topic, but a little bit off. I have a hard time with music today. I miss when you had to sit through a whole cassette or CD or CD and listen to the entire album to get to your favorite song. I know you could skip ahead, but it was a bigger pain in the butt to do it back then. Now you could just get singles from bands and listen to the hits. I want to have to hear the crappy songs to get to the good ones, because I don't experience new bands the same way as I used to. And I know there's an option. I could just let it go, but it just doesn't work like that.
No, that was my whole teenage years. Like the internet was a thing, but I had dial up. So I listened to the radio. So every night I would listen to like the top nine on the point, and I'd have to sit through songs I didn't like to hear, like the one Green Day song that was new that I really, really wanted to hear. Yeah, kids these days just have no... They can just go to YouTube.
You just said that.
I know. I'm getting old.
Kids
these
days.
You spoiled Gen Z breath.
You're wearing your severe glasses, and you're like, kids these days.
Oh, severe. Thank you. That's so nice.
I meant it in a good way.
Yeah, and the accent sounded good, too, like she didn't have any teeth.
We think you're a loser, Rachel.
No, I totally get that.
It's amazing bands now don't even hardly release CDs anymore. They don't have to release a full album.
Yeah.
So when they do, though, they'll let you buy a disc or whatever, the little thumb drive.
And or see, just get one song off of Spotify or iTunes or however they're doing it.
Being the oldest in the room, I remember when CDs came out, I had a ton of CDs, but I was way more into music with albums. And I was able to lift the needle and everything, but like Trish said,
you wouldn't.
The more the pain in the ass it is, the more you're just going to sit through. Mm-hmm. So I still think, because I am a big Beatles fan, I think in terms of albums. Like I have my favorite song, I have my least favorite song, like, oh God, Yellow Submarine, let's get through this thing. But I still think in terms of albums.
Well, it's because you're creating a work of art when you release an album. When you release a song, you are too, but there's so much less that goes, there's so much less soul in it, you know?
Well, you can't name albums today, hardly.
Yeah.
Like, name like a new artist who releases an album. It's hard to because you don't have that physical CD or cassette with the album artwork.
Dave and Mark used to talk about this all the time, but like knowing all the members of a band is not really a thing anymore. There are bands where I love, but I couldn't tell you one member's name.
Interesting.
Because you're not sitting there putting your CD. For me, it was putting your CD in the CD player and then looking through all the art and the booklet and reading the back. Like, I know everybody in Blink 182 because I had that experience with them. But when the Black Keys are a bad example, but they were a band that I grew to love as an adult, I didn't sit there and pore over it. I could just pull it up on Spotify or whatever.
Double albums, like whichever the Queen double album is, when you open it up, you see their studio from above. God, just sitting in my room, I just stare at that thing.
It's mythic.
Yeah.
You're like, they're doing something I'll never do.
So did you guys do this? So if the cassette, or if I didn't have the cassette, if it didn't come with lyrics, I would tape the song off the radio, and then I would let it play for a line, pause, write down the words, play it again, pause, write down the words, because I wanted to know every word.
That's adorable.
The song.
I was more of a, at school, to be edgy, instead of taking notes, I'd be like writing down the lyrics to my favorite song. Like, what are you writing, Rachel? Like, nothing.
You wouldn't get it.
Got something on my mind.
You wouldn't understand it.
It's deep.
Were you waiting for people to notice?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's really dark.
She's deep. She likes music, I guess.
She's writing down lyrics from Kaja Goo Goo.
Kaja Goo Goo.
As if the 14 other people in your class didn't know you yet.
Right, exactly.
Who's that girl over there who's writing in her notebook?
Rachel, I've known you for 13 years.
She looks
years,
like Rachel but... Zimmerman, but she's so much moodier.
Hey, do you guys have house centipedes in your house right now? Are you guys getting those?
What's a house centipede?
It's those weird bugs that... I'll show you a picture. I actually just Googled it on my phone. They're horrible. They're
horrifying.
You do?
We only get the wild ones.
These, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know where I always... Every time I go to the Lake of the Ozarks, I see one in a room down there. every single time.
You're in the same room?
They're not at my house.
Like, no. Tucked in bed?
Well, like, on the floor. I swear to God.
Hello, Trish.
I have them so bad at my current apartment. Not so bad. I see one every couple of days, and I'm okay with it, I guess, because even though they make me want to die because they're so creepy looking, apparently they kill other bugs. But the past two times I've seen one, I've tried to kill it. And I haven't gotten it, and it ran away.
That's scary.
So they're fast.
They're very fast.
Very fast. And last night, it was just stupid. I should have just let it go, but I couldn't get to a flip-flop in time, so I just tried to get, like, a wad of toilet paper and smash it, and I was not fast enough. But with a shoe, you can, like a fly swatter. But I didn't get it, and he ran away, and now I'm, like, really concerned that there's going to be an uprising.
Right.
Like, he ran back to camp. Yeah, he ran back to camp, and he's like, okay.
Get this.
Once was could have been an accident, right. But now we know she's after us.
Like, the hairless monkey that lives on the second floor. So has Lucy seen it?
Oh, she will, like, chase them and try to kill them. So she's
can't
my
get
girl.
It either.
I mean, there's more than one. There's quite a few.
Moses is redeeming himself because he can catch flies in his mouth.
Wow,
it's amazing.
Oh yeah, my dog Billy used to be able to do that.
It's really cool. Like,
yeah,
if
that's
you leave,
very impressive.
Leave the door open, lots of flies get in. He just
yeah.
It's really weird.
The way you described it is much less impressive. I was picturing, like, the Kung Fu.
It's a good asset to have.
The Kung Fu.
The Kung Fu.
You know, that old show with David Carradine.
Oh, where he had to snatch a fly from.
Oh, they all did that.
Trish. She rolled her eyes.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I pride myself on my weird, obscure references, but you leave me in the dust.
I don't even know what that is. You guys, I'm this just amazed me about myself the other night. I had this.
I love that sentence.
There was this, I think it's a grass, it was the length of a grasshopper, and it kept making a noise, and it was against my window, which made me flash back to about last summer when it was inside my house.
And same guy?
I think it was a different one.
Hello, Trish.
So, but why does it keep coming to me? But anyway, so I hear this noise, okay?
It only knows one name.
I have a condo that's like a straight shot, like one bedroom, and in between there's a family room and then another bedroom. So it's about, I don't know, 1,200 square feet. I hear this noise. I'm in bed. It's, you know, lights are out, everything. And I track it down, find it. Get it on a piece of paper and shoo it out the window.
Wow.
I mean, do you know how hard that is?
That's
really
impressive.
Hard. That's really impressive that I just kill him.
You need to go to Rachel's house.
You went out of your way to not kill it.
It was crazy. And when another one was on my window the other night, I flashed back to that amazing time. And I was like, am I going to have to do this again?
Oh, wait. I forgot that this is a story from last summer.
No, but then one was on my window the other night, but it was on the outside. And it's like, whew, I don't have to go through that again. Because I don't know if I'd
back.
Be so lucky twice.
He's back to be like, thank you for sparing me. I've lived another, once more around the sun. Thanks to you, Trish.
Yeah. You do what you have to do when you have to do it. Like, when I was married, there's no way I would have done that. I would have screamed and shouted. Yeah.
Just leave the room.
Made him come in and kill it.
Years ago, when we had Blue Chip on and people would call in, one of the most haunting things, a lady said, I have these things. I call them sprickets. They're half spider, half cricket.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And like, Jeff's like, oh, yeah. We see those and they're real. And like, oh my God.
So it looks like a spider but sounds like a cricket?
I think
maybe?
It looks like a cricket but has more legs.
It's, nope. It's a cricket, I think,
because
but it looks more
noise.
Spidery because it's so big.
Ugh.
And and they're scary, but once you realize it's a cricket, you're like, oh, that still looks scary, but I'm less afraid of it now.
No, I still wouldn't like it.
I'm pretty I'm pretty average about bugs. Like, I don't run and hide, or I don't like, oh, I'm Mr. I'm gonna pick up this spider. But mice. On maybe six times in my life, I've like walked out of the garage and a mouse will run across.
No.
I am straight up like, yeah.
I think Tony's really weird about mice too,
they're
if I'm not
just
mistaken.
So fast. They're just so, you just don't expect it.
Yeah. Whenever I was maybe like 9 or 10 years old, we had a mouse in the garage and I was fine with it until it ran across the floor really quickly and ran over my socked foot.
Ew.
It was horrible. It was like, I can feel it now. And
yeah,
it was
I can
so
feel it.
Creepy and awful. And since then, I've been less keen on the mice.
Was it wearing socks?
It was, yeah.
That makes it even worse.
Thanks, Trish.
Welcome back, guys. I know this is not your generation's music, but man, Van Hagar is so divisive. Like, I love him.
Van Hagar?
Yeah, Van Halen with Sammy Hagar, the lead singer.
Oh, okay.
Was that Van Hagar?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What about the one we played in the last segment? Was that Van Hagar, too?
No, that was...
That was Halen.
Yeah, that was David Lee Roth.
Okay.
I love them both. To me, they're just like two different bands, but
yeah,
people
are
really...
What about the latest incarnation? Do you like them, or do you know them well
What is
enough?
It?
I don't know. They're some other lead singer took over.
Oh, I don't even yeah. know then.
Okay.
They had the guy from Extreme for like a cup of coffee.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
That's
it's not him anymore?
That's been a while. No.
Okay.
I think he was only one album.
They have another guy now. Then,
do they really?
I think.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
They might have even gone back to Hagar again for a little while.
Yeah, they went on tour.
Yeah.
But only for like three dates. I think they went on tour with Sam and Dave.
Oh.
And
surprised I don't remember
didn't
that.
Work out. You know why I love Trish?
She's
the
cool.
only person I know who says things like, oh, that just reminded me of an awesome story about myself. Yeah. Like, not one other person I know says that
she's
and
awesome.
Pulls it off.
She's very charming.
She is. She's so, like, this sounds so stupid, but she's so real.
Yeah.
She's so just like, that is exactly what Trish is like.
Yeah, she's not putting on a show
when
at
you
all.
Hit her, when you hit her, when you run into her in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Exactly what she's like.
Yeah, you could give her a cold cock right to the face, and she's the same person as right before.
And she's like, that reminds me of a time.
When I trip her and shove her on her face,
yeah.
She just stands up and tells me an awesome story.
Quite a gem.
Quite a gem.
You guys were talking about, what musician do you not like that you feel like you should like? It's funny you bring that up because I was just on the internet yesterday and I saw a video of a sloth and I thought to myself, I hate sloths. I think they're ugly. They kind of disturb me to watch them crawling around all slow. But other people, they seem to be this cultural phenomenon where people are like, they're so cute. Look at them go with their long claws and their ugly faces and long necks.
No, I'm with you.
No, thank you.
No, you guys, they're so cute. Look at them go.
Two out of three.
I posted a video of a sloth the other day.
You like them?
Oh, man, it was a baby one, and it was trying to cross the road, and it
Gross.
Couldn't do it, and it was going to get hit by a car, and somebody helped it.
When I took Phoebe to see Zootopia, which is probably the last movie I took her to see, because now she's grown up, I knew that the sloth scene was coming, because it was in the trailer, and I dreaded it so much, and it was way worse than I thought it would be. I sat there, if I would have had a knife, I would have dug it into my thigh.
Was it
I don't hate him that
cute
much.
Scene or a
it was supposed
scene.
To be a cute scene where the sloth works at a bank and the other animal was in a hurry and it was just moving so slow.
Is this a documentary?
Zootopia.
I've never seen it, honestly. I don't even know what it is.
You have 5-year-old twins and you've never seen Zootopia.
No.
Is because it's from the devil? Is that
I don't even know what it is.
Satan wants you to believe that these animals can talk.
It's how they get into your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do your twins watch movies? Do they have a favorite movie? I know you guys limit screen time, so.
We just rented How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Which, the problem is I don't watch any of these movies. It's free time.
Right.
Their movie is for you. Now I get to go do something else, finally.
Man, I remember those days.
Finally, I got a break from my precious children.
Man,
no, I get it. Now I'd pay $1,000 for Phoebe's full attention for an hour, but I remember back in the day, like, whatever it was, she wanted to watch him like, bam.
Oh, I'm
let's
trying.
Go.
I am trying to remember you in those moments of, oh my gosh, I just want to be alone for a little bit.
Yeah.
But wait, Dave says when they're 14, you beg for their attention.
Yep.
So
yeah.
I'm going to try to soak it up.
Yep.
I just dropped one of them off at grandparents a couple days ago. School schedule's crazy right now. And they said that, well, I don't know if we're going to be outside a whole lot today because there's a black snake that's roaming around our yard. I thought, boy, that is kind of
hind legs.
Scary.
That's that picture with Roman.
Yeah, it had a hat on. My dad was wearing spurs and was trying to lasso it. But I told the story to them that they had never heard when I was working at a cart barn, when I used to work at golf courses. You'd get there at before dawn because mm-hmm. people would show up at dawn to play.
Yeah.
I remember Jose Oquendo would always show up at dawn to play. So we had to beat Jose Oquendo there. And you'd open the door to the cart barn. You'd have to like reach in and type in the code so it didn't go off. And so I did that and it's totally dark. So I did that one day and I step in, which I know this is radio, but I step in like this and I reach in, punch the code. And then you step back out, and then you open up the main door.
And there was a snake coiled around it.
I looked down, and right where I had stepped, right between my legs in the doorway, was a 6-foot-long big black snake.
Nope.
And apparently those things bite.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I've heard that they bite. I don't think they can kill you.
Yeah, I don't think they're poisonous.
Just, I would die just being bitten by any snake.
Oh, my gosh.
I would just fall down dead.
You'd have a heart attack before you even got the poison.
Man, that reminds me of one time when I was probably a preteen. I was going down in the woods by my house, happy as carefree, but it hadn't hit, like, the rule was don't go down there until the first frost because there's a ton of snakes, and I feel like we had like a half of one or something. There were clearly still goings on, and I made it about halfway down this bluff, and I almost stepped on one of those, like a super long one, and I just silently, like, lifted my foot back up, turned around, and sprinted up the bluff back to my house, and I think that might have been the last time I went down the woods by myself. It was horrifying.
Back way before I was on radio, living in Kirkwood, someone spotted a black snake on the front porch, and it was on one of those, like, heavy grass wicker mats, you know? So I got a spade, a squared off shovel to kill it, and I was gonna chop its head off and just like, look, family, gotta kill the snake, sorry, but I'm gonna chop its head off. So I got right over its neck and choke really hard.
No,
but
it didn't work.
It didn't work. Oh. It just choked it. So the snake, the snake was looking straight up at me like, ah.
No!
And so I just started feeling bad, so I released it, and there was like a crease in its neck, and I'm like, okay, one more try. And I did it again, and the same thing happened, just like, I can't breathe. And then the neighbor came over, and he was like, dude, I'll take that snake, I'll put it in my garden. And I'm like, done. He just picked it up and walked off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I felt terrible though. Nick was like, Dad, just kill it, just kill it. I'm trying.
Those things are scary. Apparently they can climb all kinds of stuff. My dad was trying to spray it with the hose just to get it to go away.
Damn this black snake.
And it was climbing up the tree. Then it started raining, so it ran away, and that was finally the end of it. But he told me, when I told the golf cart story, he said, oh yeah, you should have been more careful, because those things can live in the rafters. And man, we did all kinds of stuff in that cart barn that I'm so thankful we never had a snake fall on us.
No.
Yeah, growing up where I did, I can't believe we didn't see more snakes.
We had a lot of snakes. We had copperheads. So I was always very cognizant of, like, be very, very careful in tall grass and stuff. And I remember one time my dad and my neighbor had killed two of them. And I think they had chopped their heads off, but it was still, like, super scary. And they brought him home, and they're like, you want to hold it, Rach? You want to take a picture? And I'm like, no, that thing could reanimate at any point, and I'm dead.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with that thing.
Was it the headless snake, or was it that bodiless head?
It was a headless snake.
I don't know which is worse.
We were talking about mice in the last segment. At that same golf course, we would see mice all the time. It's probably why we had so many snakes. And we saw one go down a path one day, and we're like, ooh, I know where that mouse lives now. So we put a...
I'm going to go to his home and kill it.
Has a little door.
We put a...
Bring in a casserole.
Is this where the mouse lives? This is your other friend, a mouse. So we put a glue
trip. It's a girl mouse. And I think you're cute.
I have brought cheese for you.
I don't know why he's Mexican.
He speaks very stilted English.
He's a little immigrant mouse.
I brought you cheese.
We put a glue trap down by where we saw it running, thinking, oh, we'll get it. The amazing thing is, we did get it. It ran and stopped on that glue trap, and we saw it. We thought, oh, it worked. This is amazing. Let's come back in a little bit and get it after we got the tools to really pick up this mouse and see what we're going to do with it. We were driving out to get it, and we saw a bird swoop down and pick the mouse and the glue trap up.
Yeah.
I have no idea how that story ends, because it flew away.
Man, do you guys remember, like, the first time you became aware of what a mouse trap was because of cartoons 100%. Or whatever? Nothing was scarier. Like, don't touch the cheese.
Dude.
Your finger could get cut off.
Thank you.
I took that so seriously.
I think your dad was probably pretty similar to my dad. My dad was just no nonsense. Like, I would have been like, now listen, here's why we're doing this, and blah, 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 and I don't want your little fingies. My dad was just like, look, you touch this, it'll snap your damn finger off.
And you're never getting it back.
And I knew they're, like, all over.
Yeah.
So just like, don't walk around barefoot, because I'm leaving them all over.
Oh, I wouldn't even want to get within, like, 3 feet of it. I was scared of it.
My dad thought I was the biggest pussy, because I would be sitting, like, at the table, we're having dinner, and he'd hear, like, snap! And I'd be like, because I'd seen one, like, its head was all bent, and staring at me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.